The Beis HaLevi, in his Heyoris, after Sefer Bereshis and Chumash, has a suffix about Shinu Yayin B'socha Suda that requires Birkas HaTova Meitiv, whether you're Yotzi with the Bracha HaTova Meitiv in benching. And he quotes a Machloikas Rishonim about it. He says from Toysis in Psochim and Daf Kuf Aleph, it's Mashma that you're not Yotzi with the Atova Meitiv of the benching, the last bracha of the benching. Kolonimus Hazokan, which is quoted, he quotes in the Beis Yosef, holds holds that you are. Now this Shaila, the Rav said, should depend on what the loch of Atova Meitiv in benching is. Is that Atova, because the Mar says that Atova Meitiv biyavna tiknua, because of the Haruge Beta with Nitin Lukfura. And the Mar has a discussion in Brochus whether Atova Meitiv is Diraisa Drabonim. So the Rav said, everybody, what does it mean Diraisa? It's not that it's Diraisa. It means, is it, even though it's Midrabonim, was Midrabonim, is it integrated into the benching and becomes part of the benching, or it's a separate Brocha that's said after the benching? So if it's Diraisa, means it's part of course it's only Drabonon, but it's part of the benching. And so Beis HaLevi says, so the Rav said that this Shaila about whether the Tova Meitiv of benching, Pater's, if the Shinu Yayin, that you have to make a Tova Meitiv, if the Tova Meitiv is a separate bracha set afterwards. So it's a bracha Shevach V'Hodor. So then that could relate also to be Yotze Tova Meitiv and Yayin. But if the Tova Meitiv is not an independent bracha, but it's part of the benching, so then you could not be Yotze. And there's several nafkaminas in this. One nafkamina would be if a person is benched and he has to bench again, let's say he ate Kedei Sviya, so he's mechuyev to bench again. So he has to say the entire benching. Does he have to say the bracha of Hatova Meitiv? So the Mogen Avram says that he thinks in the Lashon Mechaber that you don't. However, there's a tshuva from Rash Kivon that you do have to make that you do have to include when you bench again the Tova Meitiv. So the Chori depends on the Shaila. If a Tova Meitiv is part of the benching, so since you have to bench again, because you ate Kedei Svi and Sveikidei Reich Sechum, so you have to bench the entire benching, so Tova Meitiv is included. But if a Tova Meitiv is a separate bracha, independent of the benching, for Haraya, that it starts Posech Beboruch, so then you'd have to say the other brachas of the benching, but not a Tova Meitiv, because on the Tova Meitiv we'd say Sveikid Rabbanon Nukula. And similarly, there'd be an afkimina whether when you bench, that you have to bench Mokum Suda, what about Hatova Meitiv? If it's part of the benching, so then it requires that it should be also B'makum Suda. But if the if Hatova Meitiv is an independent bracha, then you don't have to say Dafka B'makum Suda. So in terms of the Shaila, Mr. Bruce says that he thinks that the Tova Meitiv is part of the benching, it has to be Dafka B'makum Suda. However, in Shaarat Zion, he quotes from the Kolbo that it doesn't have to be B'makum Suda, and you can say it afterwards.